happen. Eric was from Louisiana, so his accent had a little more roundness to it, maybe. Still, a friendly voice was always welcome, and God knew he needed both a friend and a welcome. Disability discharge. Our caravan was attacked. The words cracked a little in his throat. There was a single soft breath, and then he heard, "Oh, fuck, no shit. Where are you? What do you need?" Eric closed his eyes in pure, unabashed relief at the immediate questions, the offer of help that he knew was honest. Wynne and him, they were friends, but he hadn't known for sure if they were still good ones. I know it's a lot, but I need a place to stay for a few weeks, just until benefits get straightened out and I get a fucking clue." He bit his lip, knowing he was probably gonna be a huge intrusion. Sure, can you drive? Are you still at Hood?" "I'm cleared for short distances. I'm mostly in Darnell at Fort Hood." His leg ached at the idea of getting his truck to Greenville in East Texas. "We can be there in an hour, give or take. I'll come around 183. Avoid the mess in Austin." "No shit? I thought you were still north of Dallas. That was fast." "Nah, Dripping Springs. I'm doing private security in Austin, and Sage has his horses. We skip town like a pebble over the water." "Oh, wow, that's great, man. You don't mind. I mean, I've been a little out of touch, I know, and this is a big fucking favor." He wanted to say, "Please come get me," but he had to give Wynne the out. "Bah!" The single sound brought back Wynne to him in a rush. He could see the big guy playing cards in a tent, drinking shit coffee and telling, "No shit, there I was," stories. "We'll bring the truck and Sage can drive your car back." Relief made him dizzy for a moment. "Oh, God, thank you." "No problem. Text me your address and we'll make it happen." "Thanks. Thanks, Wynne. I didn't know where else to go." He felt a little like he might hyperventilate. "We've got this big old ranch house, man. Plenty of space, privacy, peace. I have enough savings to pay some rent. I'll text the address." "Good deal. See you soon." Just like that, he had a place for a few. Space, privacy, peace. Oh, please, God. "Thanks again." Eric texted the number once they hung up, then realized he had to get his shit together. He levered to his feet and grabbed his cane. He could do this. He could. He had a place to go. Eric took a deep breath, surprised at how the thought calmed him. Wynne was a good guy, solid as a rock, and Eric, fuck, he needed a friend. He'd never once thought he would have to leave the army before retirement, before most of his buddies. This was all he'd ever wanted to do, serve his country, retire with his pension. Then maybe he'd open a wee restaurant, nothing fancy, breakfast and lunch, because he'd be old by then and wanting to be in bed by 9. He'd had a plan, goddammit, and now it was quite literally blown to hell. "Stop it. Quit wallowing, you fuck." It was way easier to tell himself than to actually accomplish, but whatever. Clawing his way out of his injury was tough. Finding a whole new life was going to be worse. Time to pull up his socks. At least he had his disability check. He had the VA. He had a friend. When he finished packing his bags, he sat down to wait. He didn't have much. Hell, his medical braces and wraps took up the most space. It didn't take a terrible long time, really, before a huge black Ford F-150 pulled up. Wynne's familiar face in the driver's seat. Eric didn't recognize the passenger, but the guy was a pocket cowboy with a tan face and curious eyes, so that had to be Sage. Totally not what Eric thought was Wynne's type, but go Wynne for finding someone long-term. Eric raised a hand, wondering if he looked too eager sitting outside. That sterile room inside was awful, though. Sage eased himself out of the truck, walked over to him and stuck one square hand out. "Hey there, Sage, Sage Redding, pleased." "Hey." He shook hands, liking how firm and direct Sage's demeanor came across. No bullshit in this one, not a bit. "I'm Eric Tremaine."